Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, boy. What a time to be alive. My God, can you imagine? It just keeps growing more hair. Grown so much hair, by the end of the week, we're all going to be walking around looking like Cousin It. My God. By the way, is there anything better than that first Addams Family movie? You know how good that movie is? Raul Julia should have won an Academy Award for that movie. They do what they want to do, say what they want to say, live how they want to live, play how they want to play, dance how they want to dance, kick and they slap a friend. Addams Family! Oh, boy. Got me some Waterloo Grape Sparkling Bubbly. Didn't drink last night, so I'm nice and clear-headed. Yeah, it's been like, get this, Landfill, two nights out of three I haven't had a drop. I don't know what's going on.
Like, yeah, you gotta fix that.
I know, right? Like, why on earth would you want to be sober right now?
There's no reason to be. Like, you don't have to get up and drive.
I know. There's nowhere to go.
There's no sports. Everything's terrible. Just drink.
Oh, God. I said this to my wife last night. I said, first of all, you should divorce me because look how much weight I've gained. And then after I said that, I said, if this mother effing story doesn't break by 2 o'clock tomorrow, my head's going to explode like the Running Man. Like when you're trying to escape that prison and your collar blows up and your head comes off the top of your shoulders. How on earth have we been stuck? Time is a flat circle and it resides here in Washington, D.C. You ever watch that show Dark? The beginning is the end and the end is the beginning and the past is the past. The dark is the light. That's us. Except there's no time tunnel in the middle of Wyndham, Barry Wyndham. No. There's just this nebulous Washington Post article that jackasses have been referencing since Sunday night. Oh, man. You check out this story, you're not going to believe it. Oh, my God, the world's going to end. You'll never. They're conjuring Dormammu. The Redskins have a bunch of heretics out there, and they're all standing around a pentagram, and they're trying to bring back Dormammu to wreak havoc on Northern Virginia and Maryland and D.C. Shut up, all of you horses, asses, all of you that don't have the story, couldn't put that story together, have never reported on the story, know about the story, and are trying to flex nuts. Well, you know what? Now everybody knows. Only it hasn't been reported. I mean, people got the spears and the pitchforks and the torches out so quickly. Well, this isn't my story, but I tell you what, I knew about it way back here on Sunday night, and I'm going to retweet myself as soon as the story comes out and says, see, I told you so. F you. Either report it or don't, you jackass. And all you people on Twitter that are just sending as if it wasn't bad enough. Why hasn't Ron Rivera hired a Gulfstream and flown to Tahiti? Here's what I do if I'm Ron Rivera. I think he's a godly man. I think he's a disciplined man, a married man, a family man. I probably would keep this on the QT. But here's what I would do if I was Ron Rivera. I'd take all my money that Dan Snyder's paying me before he summons Dormammu, of course, because once Dormammu is here, we're clearly going to strip Dan Snyder of his ability to own this team. What I would do is I would hop in a Gulfstream, right? I'd swing by Australia and I'd pick up Vicky Aisha. If you don't know what she looks like, go ahead and head on over to Instagram. Thank me later. I'd pick her up. Then I'd go to Atlantis, or in my case, Fatlantis. I would go someplace where they serve banana drinks. I'd go to Cuba because I'm a fiend for mojitos. And I would sit on the beach with Vicky Aisha until training camp doesn't start, until training camp is canceled. And then after it's canceled, I'd order another round of banana daiquiris, and I'd sit on the beach with Vicky Aisha until Christmas! Because I've made a horrible mistake! Because I've come to the land that time forgot! Every town has its ups and downs. Sometimes ups outnumber the downs, but not in Washington. I'm inclined to believe if we weren't so down, we'd up and leave. We'd up and fly if we had wings for flying. Can't you see the tears we're crying? Can't there be some happiness for us? Not in Washington. My God. My God. What plague will rain down on the House of Redskin next? Will frogs fall from the sky? The dead rise from the grave? Seas boil. The skies fall. What next? Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Holy crap, everyone's lost their minds. And then you have the Washington Post. Technically, they've done nothing wrong. Where's the story? Oh, by the way, big ups to all the brave people that canceled on me today. The five guests that Bonk Cheesner had booked for this show that all bailed because the story hasn't come out yet and they're scared. Guess who ain't scared? Yeah. He'll be on for the next 4.5 hours. Despicable behavior universally. And then I hop on Twitter and I see my fellow Redskins fans rooting for sex trafficking because maybe that means that Dan Snyder will be gone. My God, get your priorities in order. Not a sermon, just a thought. I'm Chad Solomon, Oakton Baptist Church. Oh, wow. So what do I do now? I'll take suggestions, 800-636-1067. What do I do? I got to fill 4.5 hours all by myself. Nobody will talk about this story officially. Oh, yeah. They'll lie. ABC, Channel 7 here locally. You got an army of guys that are willing to say they know what the story is and that it's going to be bad and that's it. They've been doing it since Sunday night. Big ups to you guys. I hope you get another local Emmy for that. I mean, at least the guy at the radio station that I work at is calm the F down with that nonsense. After Landfill set him straight on social media. I got JP defending what he did on Sunday. I'm like, look, dude, I said my piece to you on the show. We're friends. I told you I didn't like it. You were cool with it. But now I see him fighting with people online about the fear-mongering. It's not your story. And now everybody knows, right? Like all of you know, because it's out there. So what do? Well, we sit around and we speculate recklessly. We recklessly speculate on what this could be. It doesn't matter if people's lives are ruined. People's lives are lost, worse. You know how many names I've seen that are just rumor mongering that are going to be dragged through the mud? Maybe they will be. Maybe none of them will be. What we constitute as media now is despicable. It's worthless. And it's dragging down our humanity. It's dragging down our respect for one another, our respect for this country, our respect for our sports institutions, and our respect for people that actually committed crimes, our respect for fair and balanced justice. I feel bad for people that do it the right way. I really do. You're not rewarded. this, and all of their evidence was screen caps from social media. That's what their reference point was. What do we do with that? By the way, I noticed something that's going on. Hold your breath. Because by the time you exhale, something else is going to be going on that everyone's losing their minds about. Meanwhile, nothing's happening. We're all just sitting inside with our air conditioning and our Wi-Fi and our cush lavish lifestyle. You can make $35,000 a year in this bummed out burg and have a 75-inch TV and have your lunch Uber Eats to you every day. Keep that in mind while you're bitching. All right, I'm going to do what I can. First and foremost, it's all requests Thursday afternoon. I'm going to rock. I'm going to rock hard. I'll be rocking so hard a cat can't scratch it. And I want you with me. Quite frankly, I'm incredibly disappointed in the Cavemen and Morons. I went on the Facebook page earlier. There's like 10 requests for all requests Thursday afternoon. F that. Here's how we strike back at all these horses' asses that are trying to gaslight us, light us up, twist whatever this malady is into something that can further their career. We're going to rock. Nobody can stop us from rocking. Nobody. Go to facebook.com/CDVTW. Put your request in there. Stop tweeting me your requests. Stop calling in with your requests. It's facebook.com/CDVTW. I know Facebook's lame, but you can start an account or just use your old account to put a request in, because Landfill's monitoring. Bonk Cheesner is monitoring it. They're back doing the fruitcake and pour him in Southeast D.C. I feel sorry for Brock. Brock had a damn good lineup of guests blocked out for today's show, and then all of them bailed. Oh, that's a little too hot. I can't come on. I can't go on record. I can't comment about this. I'm not speaking about anybody in particular. People with valid excuses. It's fine. Incredible coincidence, though. Five guests all pull the ejector seat and shoot themselves up out of the canopy. They're now floating down towards the jungle floor. Poof. So we'll talk about what we can. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I guess the letter of the day is rampant speculation. That's always good. That's always constructive, too. It's a good way to spend your afternoon. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Of course, you can tweet me at Chad Dukes. All of that is a way for you to get in touch with me. I haven't even looked at the show sheet. Pardon me. I climb down off this particular high horse. Get my spurs in order here. All right, let me go ahead and log into my computer. Probably is irresponsible of me. I'm talking about people being irresponsible. Pretty irresponsible as me as a broadcaster, not even look at the show lineup. But what's the point? You know? Like, what's the point? Watch this thing not drop until Monday. God bless. You know, I mean, this better be like a William Wallace situation, right? Like, we can't report on this because we took Wallace's girl down to the middle of the town square and slit her throat. Now we're going to let this scrapper come to us. That better be what we're dealing with here. Oh, boy. All right, so Brock booked all around this thing, which I guess is the way to go. I know the problem is it's the biggest story of the day, but it's not a story. I've never seen anything like this. Has anyone experienced anything like this? My job is to address the biggest stories in sport of the day because it's the most people listening that would be the most engaged with it. Whether I like it or not, that is my job. This isn't a story yet. You know this. Well, I'm bigger down there. All right. I don't know what to tell you. As far as I'm concerned, nothing's official. Right now, Bob Lazar is more credible than anyone that covers the Washington Redskins. Anyone. I believe Bob Lazar saw an alien craft. I don't believe anything that's coming out of anybody's mouth that talks football in this town. And a lot of these guys I call friends. I think they're great, professional, have them on the show all the time. This thing is poison to water. They slipped us a Mickey. The Post, the Redskins, somebody. Somebody slipped us a Mickey. By the way, when's the last time you had one of those Mickey's hand grenades? God, I used to drink a lot of those. Whew. They were awful, too, but I loved them. I can't tell you, a beverage modality of conveyance, whatever that is, like if it's a cool bottle, feels good in the hand, I'll drink your garbage. I will. I'm stupid that way. Those little short, fat natties, fatty natties, or whatever those things were called, I love those things. Those Coors Banquet beer, little, I don't know, the pony bottles, what are those called? They look like little grenades. All right. Wes Hall will join us here at the tippity top. Talk a little bit about the NBA. Of course, we can get his thoughts on what's going on here, too. Ken Carman was on his show earlier this week, last week, who knows? All of it runs together. From Cleveland, they gave Myles Garrett a giant deal after the suspension. You know what I'm going to ask Ken Carman? In Cleveland, has it ever been as crazy as it is here in D.C. right now? Because they've been through some crazy stuff. They have. Joe Beninati on the program today and Ryan Wilson. Of course, I'm going to take all your phone calls. Look, guys, here's what you can do. You can do whatever you want. You're Americans. You're cavemen and morons. You can call into the show. There's going to be stuff maybe I won't comment on, stuff that I don't agree with. But you got to be as frustrated as I am. And you don't get the opportunity to spit venom for 4.5 hours. You just got to sit there and be shoveled this horse manure from the people that you look to for news. I understand your problems. I understand your desire to one event. So I'm going to keep the blower activated for the entire show. Anytime I don't have a guest, you have an open platform. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. At Chad Dukes is the Twitter. You're listening to CDBTW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.